Morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Today we have Tina Mills with us. Tina, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Excellent. Tina, where are you coming from right now?
I'm actually at United Way of Benton and Lincoln Counties, and I'm in our Corvallis office.
Excellent. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you in person, and I know we're going to see more of you, especially coming up with the Day of Action. But Tina, how long have you been with United Way now? I know it's kind of a new thing for you.
It has been a new adventure for me, and a wonderful adventure. I've been here for about 5 months now as the Community Impact Director of United Way, and having an amazing time getting to know so many people.
You know, I was thinking about that. You're just so open and fun to talk to. How has this this line of work impacted you? I mean, it sounds to me like it's something that's turned out to be a great fit.
What's been amazing about this position for me is really getting to know people in the community at a different level to see how much people care about one another. That's been so encouraging. As the Community Impact Director, I get to work with nonprofit organizations in the community and people, volunteers that just care for others. And it's just been so encouraging and fun to get to know so many people.
Yeah, you know, most of us, I think, do want to make a difference. We want to donate our time and our money if we can. And it's maybe difficult sometimes to see where to put those energies. Can you talk about the advantages of the United Way and how you make that easy for folks?
Well, you know, there's so many different ways to have an impact on the community. And, you know, obviously, one way is with donating funds to help other organizations. Mm-hmm. But it's not the only way of being involved. And through events like the Day of Action, where it's a matter of volunteering a few hours of your day.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, we're going to be assembling bags to hand out to people in crisis and people in the homeless community. But these few hours of your time, which is extremely valuable, is making a tremendous impact in the life of another person.
Well, yeah, let's jump into that before we go into our first break. Let's push this date, the Day of Action, June 21st,
mm-hmm.
And give us just kind of an overview of what, who you need and what folks will be doing.
So what we're going to be doing on Tuesday, June 21st, is we're going to be assembling 200, they're called go bags,
mm-hmm.
and this is a gallon size bag, and it's filled with socks and a rain poncho, hygiene necessities, some food, a bottle of water, even a little can opener for people to use until they can connect with resources in the community. Lincoln County does have some amazing organizations that provide assistance, but with every community, they're not always open in the evenings or on the weekends, maybe sporadically during the week. So this is going to be a bag that law enforcement officials and nonprofit organizations can have handy to hand out to people that they come across out in the
nice.
Community. And we're going to be working together with volunteers in Lincoln City and in Newport to assemble these bags and be able to hand those out.
So how do folks get signed up if they want to participate? And do you anticipate maybe more people than you need? I mean, could this end up taking like a half an hour and then everybody would be done? Or might it take 4 hours? What do you think?
You know, I have to admit, this is the first event of this kind, so I think we're all going to go through the process and learn as we go along, but the biggest thing is it's going to be really exciting to come together to make a difference. And it's in the morning hours. It's from 9 to noon
mm-hmm.
on Tuesday, June 21st, and each location, the one in Newport and the one in Lincoln City, is going to be assembling 100 go bags. So
okay.
We are looking for 15 to 20 volunteers at each location. But to be perfectly honest with you, if we had more people that showed interest in volunteering with us that day, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want to welcome anyone who wants to be involved.
Excellent. So the day of action, June 21st, looking for volunteers to assemble those emergency go bags.
Mm-hmm.
We're with Tina Mills. Tina, we're going to take a break, and just hang in there, and we'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. We have Tina Mills with us. She is the Community Impact Director of United Way of Benton and Lincoln Counties. Tina, I'm kind of curious. We've been talking about our Day of Action here in Lincoln County. For example, what is Benton doing for their Day of Action?
You know, this is something that we really decided to focus specifically in Lincoln County this year.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, there is a Day of Caring in Benton County that takes place in September, the third Friday of the month every year. And we just felt that the Day of Action would be something that we would love to do in Lincoln County and to bless that community.
I see. So it's not necessarily fixed for every community on the same day, across different areas.
This is the first of its kind for United Way here in Benton and Lincoln County. So we're excited for this Day of Action, and honestly, we're really excited to do more Days of Action. I think this is the first of a lot of great events.
Well, you know, as I've been kind of researching more United Way, I was wanting you to maybe talk about how it is that you customize for every community. And, as you're learning more the United Way system, can you talk about that? How is it that you assess each community at their own level?
Absolutely. That really comes into building relationships with volunteers, with other people in the nonprofit community, other social service agencies, to really get to know them and say, what are the issues in Lincoln
yeah.
County? What are the issues in Newport and Toledo and Lincoln City? And what do we need to be concerned about? And being willing to listen and then follow up with ideas to take action. This was where the Day of Action came into play. There's a lot of different ideas that are provided about ways of connecting with the community. And this really came down to talking to others and saying, what do you think would have the biggest impact? And that's what we do really with every project that we do, to really see what's going to work best for you, because it's not all about United Way.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your community, and we are privileged to be a part of it.
Yeah, it seems, looking at some of the history I've been reading about, it's just something that United Way has always done very well with this type of concept. But yet, on the other hand, last time I had Alan on the show,
mm-hmm.
it seemed like he was saying that United Way was integrating in some kind of evidence-based type practices and stuff. And are you, knowledgeable enough yet to see maybe how the organization has transformed itself over the years in such a manner?
Well, and the organization is going through a transformation. I would say historically, United Way has been known as more of an organization that raises money and then donates money back out into the community through other social service agencies.
I see.
And that's still an important part of the services provided through our organization. But really, through assessments, through talking with other people, through building relationships, it's much deeper than that. We really are wanting to be involved in the community, to know on a deeper level of what people care about, what their passion is, and how to connect with other people. So that's really what my job is about. So I would often say that I have one of the most fun jobs here at United
yeah.
Way, because it's all about really getting to know not only the passions and the desires of a community, but the needs of a community and how we can have an impact with that.
Yeah, excellent. Totally excellent. You guys really dig into it and ask a lot of questions and build relationships. And I felt it when I first met you and working with Alan Searle as well, and it's just greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk some more. So hang in there, Tina. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Tina Mills, Community Impact Director, United Way. We've got a day of action coming up on June 21st. More details in just a moment. Back on Connections, I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and we have Tina Mills with us. Tina.
Good morning.
Hi. Welcome back. She is the Community Impact Director of United Way of Benton and Lincoln Counties. So this day of action, June 21st, you're looking for volunteers to assemble emergency go bags for the homeless community in Lincoln County.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, talk about how this came about. I mean, what were you seeing in the numbers and the data of our community that brought this as a necessity?
You know, really, it's come through conversations. I know we have spoken with the warming shelter up
mm-hmm.
in Lincoln City, a wonderful group of people that are helping people in the homeless community in that city, and speaking with Salvation Army and
mm-hmm.
People throughout Samaritan House in Newport as well, to see that this is an issue that we need to see if we can assist with. It also came down to talking to the local law enforcement officials. I had an opportunity to speak with the police chiefs in both communities,
mm-hmm.
With the sheriff's office as well, and the county, to say, so what do you think of this idea? What would you suggest being in these bags? We got a lot of amazing feedback at our orientation for our basic needs funding allocation process. We spoke directly with the social service agencies and said, well, we have an idea. How do you think this would work? Would this be useful to you? Would this be a burden on you? Because we don't want to put together anything that's going to cause more work for somebody else. And across the board, everyone said, this is wonderful. This would be great. We could use this. And that's where we got different suggestions. Said, you know what, have you thought about putting a rain poncho in the bag? Have you thought about putting a little can opener in it? And I think those were really important conversations to have to make everybody a part of this process.
Yeah, I think you've really, you got your data. You know, you're out working hard to find out those details, and it impresses me so much. You know, my initial face value when I first read the Day of Action, I was thinking, you know, go bags and these 72-hour type kits for kind of more of the emergency preparation. And then I started talking to you and seeing that this is a very customized bag for these particular needs, and you've really done your homework.
We've tried.
Yeah, it's great. For folks just joining us, you know, this is not the same thing as, you know, an emergency go bag. This is really customized around what so many people in the community have found that individuals who are experiencing homelessness might need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we get together to assemble these, are we looking to just set up sort of maybe a kind of factory line where we're just stuffing the bags full of these items? How do you expect this to flow out? And I mean, as far as somebody wanting to volunteer, is there any heavy lifting, or should this be pretty friendly for just about anybody?
This should be friendly for just about anybody. There's not going to be a lot of heavy lifting involved. It's going to be an assembly line where we have the different items and we're putting them in the bag, and then all of the items are going to be put in a string backpack.
Okay.
That not only has the United Way logo on it, but it's also going to have 211 info on it, which is a program through United Way where if somebody is in need, if somebody needs to know what their resources are in the community, they can call 211 and get in-depth information about resources right there where they are.
Yeah.
So that is going to be on the outside of the bag. So everything is going to be put into that. And then delivered to local law enforcement as well as a nonprofit organizations. It's the timing should be fun because school will have just gotten out the week before. This is something that not only could adults obviously participate in, but mm-hmm. I think it would be a wonderful project for children to be a part of,
yes.
To really learn more about volunteering their time and making an impact in their own neighborhood.
Yeah, I think you're so right. Something that kids could probably participate in pretty easily.
Absolutely.
Giving them an opportunity to experience United Way, but what it means to volunteer and give in the community.
Yeah.
Tina, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I just wanted to make sure, was there anything else in particular you wanted to make sure? Because I have other questions for you, but things you wanted our community to know before we let you go?
There are actually two things that I want to make sure mm-hmm. that I say thank you to Depend. Depend is the organization that's actually making this possible. They provided a grant for us to do this day of action, and we are so excited to partner with Depend to promote healthy, active, and independent living throughout an individual's life with a focus on volunteering. They care about volunteering and wanted to be part of this event, so I wanted to say thank you to them and also encourage anyone, if they are interested in volunteering and joining us on this exciting day, to just go to unitedwayblc.org/doaction, and there's a link right there to sign up.
unitedwayblc.org, and that's where you can find more information.
Absolutely.
Tina, if someone can't participate in this particular program, what are other ways that they can utilize United Way here in Lincoln County?
One way of utilizing United Way in Lincoln County would be to keep 211 just at your fingertips, not only if that's something that an individual would need for themselves, but to help somebody else. People think of 911 if there's an extreme emergency, there's a fire, there's a car accident, there's something that needs to be reported to the police. But 211 is just as useful to keep in mind if you need help with rental assistance. Maybe you're in a dangerous situation and you don't know where to turn to. Maybe it comes down to looking for a place to stay for the evening. 211 is a resource that everyone should be aware of, and to help other people knowing that.
Yeah, I think the community is still learning about 211, and 211 is growing and getting better the more that providers, I think, put that information in. I get those emails asking me on certain parts of our organization to update our information. And so, it's a lot of work, but what a great one-stop shop for resources and assistance. So good asset. Well, excellent, Tina Mills, Community Impact Director of United Way, that day of action. Pleasure speaking to you. And what is your direct connection if folks would like to talk to you personally?
So the best number to reach me at would be 541-757-7717.
And also unitedwayblc.org.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. Good landing page there to find out more about this discussion today and more about the Day of Action coming June 21st. So thanks for all the work that you do, Tina.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you on the program. We'd like to have you back soon.
I look forward to it.
Okay. Well, you have a terrific day, and thanks for joining us. And thank you for joining us, Lincoln County. We'll be here same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.